It's time for Notre Dame's Best Hockey Show. From the WVFI studios in the second floor of the Duncan Student Center, it's five for Fighting Irish. Now, here's your hosts, Andrew McGinnis, Ryan Murphy, and Tyler Reedy. Let's drop the puck.
Ladies and gentlemen, hockey is canceled.
Oh boy. We're already there.
It's over. It's over. It's done. It's gone. Hokey?
Wow.
Is hooky? Is that because that's what people were playing today? Some people anyway.
You think?
A lot of us had our classes canceled, I feel like.
Yeah, I had all my classes canceled.
I had my one class canceled.
I had my two classes get canceled today.
I'm sorry, your one class today is our game day media class.
I'm on that second semester senior
Is that even a class there?
That's a fantastic question.
That's a good one.
But yeah, in honor of, I don't really know what, Ryan Murphy not being here, the Eclipse, the Flyers losing seven straight, and the last one coming to the frigging Blue Jackets.
It's air sober.
It's over. It's Fedover.
Jover.
Surely the Devils passed them in the standings, right?
It's Canover.
It's Gurionover.
He doesn't even play anymore. Atkinsover. That's good. Yover. Cam York. It's Yover. Oh gosh. Yeah. So that I don't have to relive the trauma of the last week and a half, of which the Flyers have won zero hockey games.
It's Wells Fargover.
Oh,
that's it.
That's good.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. So that I don't have to relive the trauma of the last week and a half, and because our resident hockey expert, or one of them, Ryan Murphy, is not here, he is on Eclipse Watch. We'll have to report back with him next week, see what his findings were. I hope it was better than here, honestly. I thought it was kind of mid, not going to lie. Agreed.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the same.
System Eclipse.
I saw basically the exact
same
thing.
Jimmy, is your mic
thing.
On?
I don't think it is.
It says it's on there, but it doesn't sound like it.
I don't hear him.
Oh, boy.
I'm coming.
Wait, no, hold on. It was just the sound. Say things now.
Hello?
Yep, the sound was not up.
My bad.
Way to go.
I'm sorry.
I do agree. The Eclipse definitely would have been worth 2 hours of driving to see totality.
You think it would have been?
Yep.
We were supposedly at 97% totality.
Yeah, and Omaha was, for the 2017 one, it was pretty much the same thing. I didn't remember the specifics of it that well. I kind of thought that 97% would be a little bit more than today was, but I mean, I don't know, it got a little bit darker and
yeah.
I mean, my interest in it is not like putting the glasses on and looking up and seeing the moon actually pass from the sun. What I find interesting is like that it just gets dark.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like it looks like it's 8 o'clock in the evening at 2 p.m. So I think it would have been worth the drive.
Yeah,
My roommate didn't have
a car.
I would have taken you.
I could have taken you.
No doubt. Just class.
Well, you're already maybe taking me somewhere once this week, so.
Hockey's canceled.
Better
make up your mind here.
Hockey's canceled except when I need it not to be. I may be going to Chicago to cover the Blackhawks game on Friday for a mentorship program I'm part of. And Tyler may take that as an opportunity to go to a White Sox game.
I have to see that in person at least once.
Dude,
I have to see the 2024
there.
White Sox at least once.
I was just there.
You give me the intriguing
abysmal.
Idea of, for those who don't know, I have a tradition of anti-training for the holy half, which usually means I go to an adult institution of your choosing and stay there until it closes. But the South Shore Line, whichever the latest South Shore Line train is from Chicago to South Bend, might actually be somehow more physically taxing than whatever I can figure out to do at Noofs the night before.
I mean, you'd have to leave whatever game early if you wanted to get
the South
Shore
Line back.
Yeah, the last train,
I think, leaves at like 9:30.
Correct.
Is it really that early?
Yep.
I thought there was a red eye.
No.
Well, maybe.
No. That is the red eye.
You're thinking late night. I'm thinking early morning.
You want to stay in Chicago then?
I'm thinking I get to the train station at like 3 in the morning and then get the 4 a.m. out.
They don't leave that early either, I don't think.
Hold on, I think there's a 5 a.m.
What day is this?
Whoa.
This
is
Saturday.
The 12th
oh,
well, to the 13th.
It could be Saturday. Yeah,
there is a 12:51 a.m.
Oh, boy.
6:45 a.m.
The haters will tell you that's a terrible method.
That's 6 hours. How does that work?
It's only five because of the time zone change.
But even
average South Shore line
trip. But
the
South Shore line's always three. Where are they getting five from?
I don't know.
Do you doubt that it takes five?
I was going to say.
No, I've seen this before. I think what happens is,
I don't know. Probably multiple trains.
Yeah, I think you have to get off in Michigan City and stay there for 2 hours until like an Amtrak or something.
Yep, that's
comes
what
in.
It looks like. It says 2 hour and 15 minute change, 2:50 a.m. Carroll Avenue, and then
knew
you leave
it.
At 5:05.
Knew it.
Sounds good to me.
This is ridiculous.
You want physically taxing?
I think it would be less physically taxing to just run back.
Don't give me any
and
ideas.
Then just don't stop. And you won't get
just
tired.
Keep going. Just keep going. Just keep going. Cross the start line and be like, I'm going.
Wee.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. Do we want to start with Immaculate Grid today? Because we're, no hockey show.
Hold on.
Well,
hold on.
Jake Irons has a surprise.
I have a very good surprise for
you
guys.
Did you make us a grid?
Hold on. Please wait.
Oh, my gosh.
It's time for Puck Doku.
That's such a good song. I love how you made it for the 1 week we aren't doing Puck Doku.
Yeah, I know.
It's not, in fact, time for Puck Doku.
Yeah, no, it's time for Ball Doku.
It's such a relaxing
face
voice.
Doku.
He's like,
the
immaculate.
It's time for Puck Doku.
The OG.
I was so proud of this today.
I mean,
it's time for Puck Doku.
We could play both.
I feel like I'm about to watch Blue's Clues or something.
We could play both if you wanted
to. I was trying
to
find something game showy, and this was the best I could find.
All right.
I got a pull.
Okay, so here's what we've got today for the Immaculate Grid. On the horizontal, we have Braves, Diamondbacks, and 200-plus strikeouts in a season for a pitcher.
Ooh.
And then on the vertical row, we have Guardians, Dodgers, and Yankees.
I see a lot of opportunities to use Trevor Bauer here.
Wow, going for the low-hanging fruit.
I don't see the Guangdong Tigers on there anyway.
Anyhow.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, for Yankees?
Yankees, Braves, how, Andrew Jones would work.
How high do we think Severino would be for Yankees 200K?
He got a 200 strikeouts
in the
season?
I've already used 100%. Trevor Bauer and Walker Buehler down that column. They're both 5% or less. I don't think it'll be a huge
number. Severino.
Well,
2% Severino.
Yeah.
Severino is 2% for that?
I'm stunned he got to 200. That's a lot of strikeouts.
Didn't he win the Cy Young?
Yeah.
He won the Cy Young?
I'm almost positive.
Pedro Severino? 18. Luis Severino.
Luis Severino?
He was elite in 17. I don't know if he was Cy Young.
No shot he won a Cy Young.
That might have been Kluber.
Hold on.
Kluber might have. I know Kluber was really good that year, too.
I'm almost positive he won one.
I'm positive he didn't. I will bet the farm.
Or he was named a finalist.
Don't do that, buddy.
He finished
that
third,
might be
third in the voting.
Investment.
Yeah, exactly.
Behind Corey Kluber and Chris Sale.
That's,
Kluber.
Would you say
the family farm is a risk-free investment?
Both of whom I watched.
I don't
absolutely.
Have a farm. My family does not have a farm. So, yeah, actually, it was risk-free.
The family cul-de-sac.
You're betting the Phillies farm.
Well, that's valuable as my family's non-existent farm, especially with Andrew Painter out with Tommy John right now. We'll talk about that, actually.
Dodgers, Diamondbacks, we could so go Edwin Jackson.
Ooh, that's a good one. See, I like to do this like without help, and now I'm getting too much help.
Dodgers, D-backs, I'll take. Because
this one we all know, McGinnis. That's
the
problem.
I'll take A.J. Pollock.
Edwin Jackson,
3%. Dang it, Notre Dame's own.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Too bad we can't
Cleveland.
Fit.
Cleveland's got to be an easy one for me. Come on.
I'm going Andrew Jones for Dodgers or Braves, Yankees.
Okay.
13%.
Ooh.
I hate everything. D-backs, Yankees.
Cleveland,
this is a weird one. See, now I have to relive last year's NLCS. Dang it. Oh, my gosh. I can't even put Gene Segura for Diamondback Guardians because he never played a game for them. He just got released away.
Y'all ready for my Francisco Cervelli Braves Yankees poll?
That's amazing.
Wow.
That's a good one.
I hated him on two different teams.
I should have put Brian McCann.
Clap it up for JJ Post here, folks.
That's impressive.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like my mind is falling apart. I'm going to go with, I don't want to do Jock Peterson for Braves Dodgers. He's going to score high. No.
Brian McCann was 8. It's not bad.
I'm going Derek Lowe for, I don't know if he would have gotten 200 strikeouts with the Dodgers. He was there at the end of his career. 0.6%. There we go. For Dodgers Braves.
Steven Drew was a Yankee, right?
Ooh, I think so. Pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yes,
he was.
Yeah, he was.
I'm going to go with
Dee. 1% Steven Drew.
Good one.
Only 1%?
9% for Yankees D-backs Dee.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Go, Phils.
Oh my God.
Didi was 9%.
He had a run really good season with the Phillies. And then the two and one and 0.6 bad ones, and then he got released.
I love Didi. I thought he was a perfect guy to come in after.
You know what? I'm so sad for Didi. Guess how many career hits did Didi Gregorius have?
Not enough.
999. The Phillies released him on 999. They tried to get him there too. They like gave him some games right before because they knew they were going to release him once Segura came back because they had Bryson Stott at shortstop. This was 2022. Because they were ready to give the shortstop to Stott. They had gotten Mundo Sosa before the trade deadline. So they were getting ready to release him. They tried to give him some games, but he just... I remember his last at-bat. It was against the Braves. Lefty-lefty. He hit a hard ground ball, but it found a glove.
Oh, I have a 1% on Cleveland, Arizona, Brian Shaw.
Dang, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Long, long time.
A.J. Burnett never had a 200-strikeout season?
Wow, I'm stunned. That's crazy. I'm going to go with Pettit then for that one. No, he didn't either.
I think it's with the Yankees, because there's no way A.J. Burnett never had more than 200 strikeouts in a season.
Bruh, how did Andy Pettit never get to 200? Mike Mussina, 6%. I am shell-shocked. I'm going to... Don Newcomb was a pitcher, right? Definitely. Well, he might have been, but he didn't get to 200 strikeouts with the Dodgers. Ah! This is going so poorly. Oh, my gosh.
Cleveland, Atlanta is kind of tough.
So is Cleveland, Arizona. Oh my gosh. Like Lonnie Chisenhall? No.
Lonnie Chisenhall is a legend.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon Guyer.
Which square are we on?
I'm just kind of bouncing around here. I'm going to put...
Braves.
We're like Diamondbacks pitchers. Ian Kennedy was never on Cleveland or LA.
He was a Royal.
He was a Philly.
Right. Oh, wow.
He was a Ranger.
I'm setting up for a good score, so I don't want to...
I'm not. I've already gotten two wrong.
No, I just found it funny. There was like 5 seconds of dead
air
here.
Yeah, yeah, we're trying, folks. We're trying really hard. Frigg. Wellington Castillo is not going to count either. No, Eddie Rosario was a Twin, not a
the
Guardian.
The Jack Swarbrick stage.
I'm about to swear on air. Not actually.
Need to get card 99 ready?
I don't know what
card
that is.
Card 99. I know.
Card 99.
Is that like the thief sound?
No. Card 99 is the apology
earlier
card.
Earlier in tonight's broadcast, yeah, so I made a comment that I deeply regret.
Here we
something
go.
Something like
and
that.
And that's going to be a deep drive to left field by Esteban Moreno.
The Brennan
and that's going to make it 11-8 ball game. And that's going to be a pass ball.
And the runner's coming in from second base.
He will score!
And
Clemson wins.
And there's a 3-0 11th inning.
Surely Brady Gump will not shit out with a runner on third to win the game.
Of course not. Pop up, infield fly.
Oh my gosh. I hate everything right now.
This is killing me.
I will say, though, if you want to watch some crazy baseball,
Chris Young,
go back and watch yesterday's Notre Dame baseball versus Clemson game. It might have had everything you could have wanted in a baseball game. We had a no-hitter going into the seventh.
And don't forget.
And just under 24 runs.
Guess who also didn't get to 200 strikeouts in a season? Cliff Lee.
And what?
Wow.
Never mind.
At least not with Cleveland.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let's go, T-Reed.
He won a Cy Young with
okay.
Cleveland.
There's clearly something more important over there.
He won a Cy Young!
To be a contact pitcher. Have you ever seen Zach Greinke? I guess he struck out people
CeCe Sabathia
in his older days.
Got 23%, and Sandy Koufax gets whatever, 20, lit, 373.
I'm honestly surprised Sandy Koufax only got 20.
Me too. I'm playing Puck Doku anyway, screw it. The Hawks are on there too, Tyler.
I'm
enjoy
calling
it.
Both Dokus.
Play this friggin' song, Jake.
It's time for Puck Doku.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, you're
I was double
you're,
playing.
You're double mixing.
I was double mixing.
He's playing both songs.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's try this
wait,
again.
Wait, can you do those? Can you do those two with the intro?
And Brass Bonanza?
It's time for Puck Doku.
Sounds so sarcastic.
I know.
No, there's no sarcasm.
It's time for
Puck Doku.
For the 8 trillionth time, the Blackhawks are on Puck Doku on a Monday. What else is new? We've got Maple Leafs, Blackhawks, Avalanche on the top row, and then Sharks, Canucks, and AHL. on the bottom row. So a new one there. Ooh, we haven't had it before for AHL.
Give me the Hartford Wolfpack.
Wait, so that means
the Charlotte Checkers.
As
player
as long as they played in the AHL at any point and the Blackhawks?
The Bridgeport.
That's
yeah,
it?
Exactly.
Wow. I saw those two teams play.
Bridgeport?
Oh, I've got
the
a good, I've got a great one for the Maple Leafs. AHL, we're going to with Notre Dame's own Alex Steeves, 0.6%.
Give it up for Alex Steeves.
Anders Bjork was on the Blackhawks, too. Yay. I'm going to put him for AHL as well. 0.3%. Oh, yes, I can. Cal Burke. I can do an all Notre Dame AHL role. 0.2%. Let's go. That's so sick.
All right.
Burke for Chicago, Bjork for Chicago, or Bjork for Colorado, Bjork for Chicago, and Steeves for Toronto. Okay, now Canucks row. Canucks Avs, Canucks Hawks, and Canucks Leafs. Canucks Leafs, I'm going to go with Alex Biega. 0.3%.
Oh, I really sold on a Braves Yankees, Deion Sanders.
For Hawks Canucks, I'm thinking Dale Weiss. Trying to think if there's anyone better I can think of. Jason Dickinson, but I feel like he wouldn't score as well. For Hawks Sharks, I got a good one. He got 1%. I thought for sure he'd be less than that. Ben Eager scored a game-winning goal against the Flyers in Game 2 of the 2010 Stanley Cup Final. Help. He was also a former Flyer as well. So we've got Avs Sharks. That's a weird one. I know Timo Solani would count, but I feel like he'd score high. So I'm thinking. Devin Dubnyk. I'm going to go with Dubnyk. 2%. I'll take it.
The Doku Junior is fascinating.
Yeah, I know. It's like it's a big Boston one.
Wow.
I don't know enough about college hockey to do that. Leafs, Sharks. I could go Alex Barabanov, but I feel like he'd score kind of high. Oh, I'm going to go with Nick Spaulding. Yeah, let's go with Nick Spaulding. 1%. How did 1% of people know Nick Spaulding? Part of the Roman Polak trade, I believe. Or either that or the Reimer trade. One of those two. So we need Canucks, Avs, and Hawks, Canucks. I'm going to go with Dale Weiss for Hawks, Canucks. And 2%. So Avs, Canucks. That's all we need for a sub 10%. And I know like no one.
Dang.
Yeah, this is a
that
hard
stinks.
One. This is a tough one. I only was making a whole driver on the Avs? I don't know. You know who would work actually for this and score really highly? But I might put him. Matt Sundin, because he was never but he was a Nordique. So he would count. Hmm. And then he played for the Canucks at the end of his career. But I'm gonna delay on putting him down officially. Because he's going to score really high. And they have like goalies that the Avs have had over the years. Varlamov, no. Bernier, no. That's the thing. The Canucks have not had that many goalies. Like, they've been pretty stable. Went from Luongo Schneider to Miller to Demko, basically. And a lot of their backups have been younger guys who haven't really played for a ton of teams. They have, like, depth pieces they've had. Tyler Toffoli. Some, like, deadline pickups they've had. Maybe we'll just come back to this. Okay. Yeah, we're going to come back to this. Tyler, you were the one who suggested that we do a baseball show. Do some baseball.
So I guess we're starting with the Sunday game.
Notre Dame baseball, to be specific.
Yeah, I was gonna mention, you talked about the crazy game yesterday. Mind you, the previous Sunday game here was a 12-10 final.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been a weird year already, and your Fighting Irish have suddenly lost 7 straight now? Yeah.
Yeah,
all those midweek games keep getting canceled.
Yikes.
So, yeah. 7 game lose. I wonder what when the last time that happened was.
It's got to be up there. I didn't have pre-COVID
for sure.
Yeah, I didn't have the heart to ask Claire. Yeah.
It never ends.
I actually looked back on this for the Observer article. It did not happen once in the 2010s.
Really?
2009 all over again.
Wow.
At that point, I stopped looking. They had a lot.
So we're at a new one.
They had a lot of 6 game losing streaks, but I did not count any that got to 7.
Wow.
I
think right now there is an issue, and I think the issue is this is a year we knew Notre Dame wasn't going to be stellar coming in. We knew this. I think, right? Do I speak? We knew they,
yeah,
they weren't. But I think it's just a bad year to have a bad year.
I was talking to Tom Zwiller about this, and you guys can feel free to correct me, but the comparison I draw is it's almost a bit similar to Notre Dame hockey for me in the sense that on talent alone, I don't feel like the record is like that far off for what you could have reasonably predicted before the season, but it's the manner in which and the games in which they lose that are what really feel like a kick in the stomach. Like,
yeah,
if you told me this baseball team would, with no other information about the season at this point, you came to me in February, or I guess early, you know, January, and told me they're going to be, you know, about a 500 team, which is what they are. They're one game below 500. I'd be like, yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I'd say this is about a 500 roster. But 2-3 in ACC play, games where it feels like they've had to claw and scratch just to get the win, games where it feels like they've had a realistic shot at winning that they've blown, that's when it starts to feel like you're kicking yourself in the stomach. And it's similar to hockey, where if you told me hockey was going to be about where they were at the start of the season, be like, yeah, I mean, okay, that makes sense.
But it feels like it's a lot closer.
But because the manner of the penalties, hockey feels like it was a lot worse.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, it feels like some of the things, like, before the season, like, that, like, for example, Esteban Moreno. Like, before the season, if you told me Moreno breaks out, that'd be like something like, huh, this team might actually be better than I thought. The pieces, like, they're not like, it's not like this is a team that's performing below some of their parts, but a lot of the storylines that have developed on the positive ends are ones that you would have associated with no context before the year with a big year. You know, Moreno breaking out. A lot of the grad bats have been very good. You know, these are things that...
Can I rebut?
Yeah.
None of the grad arms have been good, though.
Well, I was getting to that.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Bennett Flynn has been serviceable.
His ERA is over 5.
I mean,
that's good for this team.
It is.
In comparison to the other options.
Yeah, but I mean, when you have to get to that point.
I just think you go on a Saturday game in front of a national audience. You have Riddell pitching as well as he did. And then to lose in a game that you felt in it the entire time stings.
I mean, this is a very depressing question to ask. Is that worse than getting walked off back-to-back?
Yeah.
Because that's what they did last weekend.
No, I know.
Against the worst team. Granted, NC State's still a good team, but a worse one than Clemson.
It's not better or worse. It's just different.
I mean, the worst thing, I mean, this really snuck up on me. 2-13 in the ACC. Oh, my gosh.
And the thing is, because it feels like they've been competitive in every series but Florida State, I'd say. It feels like they were competitive.
FSU, they easily could have won the last two.
And even FSU, they were not. It wasn't like FSU was pounding them.
VT was the non-competitive series.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, sorry. That's what I'm thinking of.
Eddie Micheletti. Hey, let me just tell you, that's a name to remember down the stretch in May. Eddie Micheletti, that man's hitting nukes.
Yeah, but I mean, we were talking about this yesterday. There was a period of time where this team was one of the leading teams in the entire country in home runs. That was like a very real stat on a not insignificant sample size game. Granted, against, you know, lesser opposition, but that wasn't like a one-game thing. It was a two-weekend stretch where they led the country in home runs.
In ACC play, they are tied for last in the conference in home runs.
Yeah, there's nothing.
How far the mighty have fallen. Ugh.
The mighties of clamoring back after giving up 10 runs to Tennessee.
Coming into
the
weekend, they had the worst team batting average. But I think there's also, like, they had the worst team batting average. They had one of the worst ERAs. You can't win by being the worst in both those categories. There's just no way.
Well, good news, though, Jake. Notre Dame, though, they might not have good pitching. They might have good hitting. But the defense, sound.
No! I contract that! I contract that entirely! Because guess what? When the game was on the line, McGinnis, three errors had to occur in extra innings.
I thought there were only two.
There were three.
There was three. There was three errors.
Yep.
What was the third? Pathetic.
Penny.
Feeble.
That's how the run
That's
scored.
A real kick.
Well, yeah.
Penny's been so good defensively. Yeah, I was going to say, that one feels kind of
The
high.
Error on
I
the back
know.
To allow him to score.
I don't know.
So they had
they did throw it away. I didn't wasn't sure if they counted that one. I thought he was already scoring. Wow.
Nope, they counted that one too.
And to be fair, that error didn't really change much.
No, it didn't change much.
But it errored
in
nonetheless.
Fairness, but it's an error.
You're still throwing the ball all over.
And this
territory.
Was after they'd already given up 6 unearned runs earlier in the game.
Correct.
On 2 errors in the 4th inning.
Ugh.
Oh, poor Rory Fox.
Like Rory Fox did a great job. But
justice,
I want
justice for Rory. Give him a green jacket.
Thanks, Rory.
So Jack Riddell leads the team in ERA so far this year. Who's number 2?
Wait, the qualified pitchers? How many
having appeared in more than 3 games?
I'm gonna say it is Bennett Flynn.
No, it's got to be some guy. We're completely
well. Bedford's probably down. Bedford's probably about like high 4s.
No, he definitely
Bedford is indeed high 4s.
He is,
but it's not Bedford.
Give me Nate Hartman.
No.
I need.
Hey,
I
was
names.
Going outside the box here.
Reed. Do you want me to read you down like the first like 7?
And can I put one guess out here? Who was I gonna say? Is it?
Did Sammy Cooper have a good enough
weekend? No.
Uh oh. Hold
Sammy
on
Cooper
here, folks.
Did have a good enough weekend before we answer that.
Hold on, folks.
Hold on. This might be my surprise. Hold on.
Matt Vierling.
Matt Vierling's on the phone.
On the line.
Hello, special caller from the Eclipse. Are you there?
Hi, this is Ryan Murphy in Bunker Hill, Indiana. Long-time listener, first-time caller. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, you're an amateur, because the last time there was an Eclipse, I actually was in an underground bunker.
We've been listening to Ezra Klein.
Would
well,
you consider
you
yourself a first-time, long-time?
Yeah, I guess.
Ryan, are you aware that hockey is canceled?
I have one question for the host.
No.
The host has his headphones
please,
off.
Please go ahead.
I've taken my headset off.
How
I can't
is Andrew
air
McGinnis
it.
Doing given the state of
bad.
The affairs of
not
the
good.
He's yelled
right
about 4
he's
different
yelled.
Times already. Yeah. So
it's Wells Fargo.
I'm going to cry.
It's Wells Fargo.
Dude, I feel so bad for my
it was
sister.
Wells Fargo for
my
a long
my
time
sister
ago.
Works in like corporate partnerships for the Flyers, so she's
well,
gonna do so much extra work preparing
show.
For the
thank
playoffs.
You. Bye, Murph. Appreciate
it's just gonna
it.
Go guys. To waste damn. If they don't make it.
That's sad.
Ryan Murphy, everybody, first time, long time. Such a
he didn't seem
time,
very sympathetic.
Yeah,
I think Canadian fans.
We've
don't
got
come
listeners
in this
out there.
Hey,
folks.
He better be careful. His team's draft position is in our hands. We play them.
Okay.
Very soon.
We play them twice.
We already lost to them once. We can do it again. Get ready to learn 8th overall pick, buddy. David Reinbacher 2.0.
Tough. So
we're gonna win them in the lottery position, aren't we?
We can go back to the dirt, sir.
Wait, we already were talking about the Flyers.
Oh,
heyo!
Wow,
I'm jeez. Depressed.
This is depression.
So back to Notre Dame baseball.
Back
speaking
to
of
Notre
depression,
baseball.
This is 2021 Phillies
indeed,
level of sadness.
Indeed, Sammy Cooper is second on the team in the ERA as of 29 games played.
What did I tell you?
3.18, very sneakily.
He put together a great 2-inning outing yesterday.
Granted, he's only pitched 5 innings total.
I was going to guess Burkholz.
5
where's
innings?
Where's Burkholz at?
He's had 5 innings across 5 appearances, so he meets the qualifier.
Where's Burkholz?
Burkholz is
him.
A respectable 4-6-7, which would be 3rd on the team.
Oh man,
that would have been
damn,
a good guess.
T-Reed.
But unfortunately, the fact that our 3rd on the team in RA is at 4-6-7 and has thrown 17 total innings out of the bullpen is unideal.
Yeah.
Murph just texted me and said, we are coming for you next week in regards to the Canadians playing the Red Wings back-to-back games.
The Red Wings have already been came for, so.
Tell Murph he better be careful or the Flyers are going to win them into the 7th overall pick again.
The Red Wings are going to.
I know they had 6 last year.
It's going to be close.
Oh, man.
But they're going to make it, I believe.
This is really the worst-case scenario for the Flyers this season, isn't it?
Be really.
No high draft pick and no playoffs.
Man, I didn't realize Toby McDonough's ERA was that high.
He's been
brutal.
Oh, Toby.
I knew it wasn't good, but I didn't think it was going to be that.
He gave up 6 runs and gave up and got 4 outs at FSU.
So, hold on. Here's
Jackson Denny's.
Here's a trivia question. How many players on Notre Dame's baseball pitching staff currently have a batting average against over 400?
That's a great question. I would say
5.
I'll say 4.
Give me 6.
Y'all are too pessimistic. It's only 3.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
And only one of them has pitched more than four innings. It's a poor Jackson Denny's.
It always comes back to Jackson Denny's.
But if you lower it to 300, Denny's, which is still bad, then it is six.
Oh.
Jake, can we talk about what your little summer league over there did to Jack Penny?
Yeah, wait a minute. So is the little Cape Cod League Mickey Mouse? Because we were told Penny.
I will not take the slander.
We were told Penny was lighting this place up.
Dude,
he's hitting 211.
Okay, I don't know what happened. He was untouchable this summer. He was the East All-Star starting third baseman, played fabulous baseball. I just don't think... maybe it's the adjustment back to the metal bat, but like the metal bat is more forgiving normally. I don't understand it. And something that I think Gabby Sanchez brought up this weekend on the ACC network or on the ESPN2 this weekend brought up, maybe it was the change in position, but I highly doubt that was it.
How would that, from a batting standpoint,
sometimes like you see guys like take their, like if they're struggling defensively, you see them take that into their at bats. I know that was a huge thing for Alec Boehm in 2021.
But would we say he struggled? I mean, he hasn't been like exemplary, but at least in terms of errors, he's been about where he's paced. He's
made the most errors on the team.
And there's also the preparation and pressure standpoint.
Well, his fielding percentage is still worst on the team.
Maybe.
But 962 isn't atrocious.
I'll say it's not like it's even then. And he's playing, I'd say, the most, you know, difficult, especially given the amount of balls that are being put into play by the people off our pitchers. He's probably playing, and one of those errors was the aforementioned random throwaway while the team was trying to scrap away a run.
I needed to pick that. Well, I don't know if you're talking about the one in the 11th, but I thought that was more on Han.
All right, no, that was the one I was referring to.
Yeah. That was Penny was making a tough
throw. Like not to excuse that, because Penny is Penny, and like his calling card his entire career has been like, this is going to be one of, if not the, TJ Williams being the other candidate, best defender on the team. So like the fact that we're talking about a 962 fielding percentage is not good already, but to Andrew's point, it's not like that's like a, you know, an atrocious number. That's not, you know, it's worse than his usual standard, but that's not like maybe he's having some sort of confidence issue that's carrying over.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Shout out TJ Williams though. He's still been a great defender, and he's hitting .388.
Crazy. Yeah. I did not see that coming.
Stand up guy, TJ Williams.
Is he going to get drafted, do we think?
He's got to go to a summer league and prove something.
Yeah.
Good Lord, don't send him to the Cape Cod League.
Shut up, he'll turn into Barry Bonds.
He's a senior.
Oh, my God.
He's a senior.
And the power's not really there yet either. I mean, he hit all those home runs early in the year. He hasn't done anything since FSU.
Yeah, no.
His slugging percentage is 582.
But doesn't he have another year of eligibility, though?
He might, yeah, I guess, because of
COVID. So, like, he can go to a summer league.
Doesn't the COVID year only apply to the winter and fall athletes, though?
No,
and
it, I
for
don't
spring,
know.
It's based on the amount of games we had canceled. I don't know. I wasn't here for a year.
I just assumed he had another year.
I know it's fall and spring are guaranteed. Fall and winter are guaranteed. Spring is based off the amount of games you lost to COVID that 2020/2021 year. Did Notre Dame baseball lose any games? I don't know.
Not that much.
If a team plays more than 50% of a game, an athlete's season counts towards their eligibility.
Oh.
So probably not.
Oh, okay. So I don't think he'll get drafted then.
I don't either.
No. If he would need to go somewhere to prove himself.
Get ready to learn St. Cloud Rocks, buddy.
They got a guy on Butler coming in Wednesday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shout out
Cade Lewis.
You gonna do an interview?
Oh, we'll see.
12 games isn't enough for a redshirt, right?
I think he's the only guy that's coming here from their team. But
I gotta look something up here.
Yeah,
I probably won't because I'm doing replay for that game. So
you're on the baseball replay.
Yeah.
So you're telling me it's me, you. I'm on graphics.
Yeah.
Do you know Riley?
Riley Mandel.
Yep, he's on camera.
Yeah.
Dude, this squad is elite. This is an elite squad. But so
anyway.
Can we enter a conversation about TJ Williams
to Matt Vierling, but Vierling had 10 home runs.
Can I enter a conversation
that I love here?
Yes, yeah. Jake.
Thank you. I would love to understand an MLB scout. Do I put more emphasis on college? So for Jack Penny's a prime example coming into this draft, he was going to get drafted. Do I put more stock on his Kate performance, or do I put more stock on how he's playing right now?
Right now.
You think?
Hands down. Hands
right
down.
Now. Yeah, it's gotta be right now, right?
I have a question.
Everyone's
does the
focused
Kate use
on
wood bats?
Yes.
Yeah. Everyone's
I think that's interesting.
Everyone's though. Focused on improvement over the summer, though. I don't know. I don't know how comparable those two things are. I'd say right now.
Okay. No, it's just a conversation I love having because I think he's a perfect candidate of which one do you put more stock into?
Yeah, my answer is right now because, I mean, you got pitchers that are probably trying to fine-tune things. I'm sure he's trying to fine-tune things, too. I don't know exactly how many games he played on the Cape last year. I'm sure it was around 40, right?
Yeah, I think he played.
Yeah, respectable sample size. But
he's, I mean, over his last five games, he's recorded a hit in four of them. I think he's better than 211. I mean, I say that because the last 2 years he was better than 211 hitting.
Yeah.
I think this is about as low as it's going to get for Penny at the plate. Aside from when he was hitting below 200 for part of the season, but I do think it's only up from here. The question is just how much further up can it get, and how long will it take for that arc to hit? If it does, because, you know, it is very hard for me to picture he ends the season hitting below 215.
Well, forget.
But how much higher can he get than that?
I do think you also have to take into consideration that the current vibes around Notre Dame baseball are not exactly conducive to a player regaining confidence who has lost it.
No, well, because after, as we saw, Andrew, the staff is there right now. I think the staff is lost.
Let me point something out too with Penny, because
it's also a very pitching heavy staff. I feel like obviously Sean Stifler used to be
ironic.
A pitching coach. Yeah, very ironic. I know he's talked a lot about Seth Volz, his pitching coach,
who I have a lot of questions for on his tactic and game strategy. But yes, T. Reed.
Yeah, I mean the only thing we've been bringing up with Penny is his batting average. I mean, I think we kind of have to throw out the window. I mean, you've got a little over a month left in the season. I don't know how much you're going to save with that. He hasn't homered since, what, March 3rd?
Yeah.
What's going on there? Like, that's the one thing you can say. If you can run into some bombs down the stretch and get that OPS to a better spot, because a lot of people are going to look more into that than the average.
March 3rd, and he didn't hit a home run until March 1st. So there was Tennessee Tech. Three games in a row. He hit four home runs in three games, all against Tennessee Tech. He has not hit a home run before or after.
Well, Esteban Moreno's only homered in three games this season.
One being?
Two being three homer games.
To be fair, but also Moreno's overall body of work has been much more conducive to thinking that
will
be more likely to.
Do we know he's going this summer?
I don't know. Didn't he only play like eight games
last year? He's only a sophomore.
Yeah, that puts him in prime. Like,
I thought you meant in the draft.
No. That puts him in prime summer ball territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, Moreno's played himself into a very nice summer ball pedigree.
Oh, let me see if there's anything.
Oh, Harper Hawks.
Breaking news.
He's going to be freaking Barry Bonds.
Breaking news. The Philly City Canucks are in MLB The Show.
Yay. Oh.
Well, also, do people have thoughts on those? I'm curious. I actually like them.
Can I provide? I don't either.
They just don't have their colors.
So. They don't.
Well, yeah, I understand that. They're weird for sure.
Can we also talk about the seven? Can we talk about the seven?
Yeah, no, that's weird. The seven got shifted by the earthquake on Friday. That's my only explanation.
I don't dislike the Philly City Connect jerseys. I just think they look like Union jerseys, and that's not necessarily a good or bad thing.
Ooh.
It's just weird to me.
Do you remember those old Eagles jerseys?
Yes, also that.
Which I think were really bad, but I like the Phillies ones, kind of.
It looks like a Union concept baseball jersey, and that's not a bad thing by any means. The Union are also a Philadelphia team. But it's just, you know, I can't picture the Phillies in anything but red, white, or powder blue.
I agree.
Yeah.
Good take.
Good take.
And I think the black or navy blue pants, I think those have jumped the shark. I'm over those. There are a lot of Cincinnati's black uniforms. I think there's another one in there too.
Baltimore.
I think you're talking about uniforms that look so much better with white pants. I don't know what the obsession is with dark pants right now. It doesn't work.
While we're on Diamond Sports, can we move over to Notre Dame softball for a little bit?
Sure.
Because I'm sure everyone here.
Why not?
I don't know, Jimmy.
Can we move?
Most people here have Notre Dame softball takes.
Hey,
Jimmy, what are your thoughts on Emily Tran? What's led to her breakout season?
She gets on base.
JJ, can we have a chat about JJ's performance in left field during the home run derby yesterday?
did you see me in hacky sack though?
No,
dude, you broke out the hacky sack.
Dude, no, I was playing hacky sack with a softball. I was killing it.
When did this happen?
While I wasn't trying to catch fly balls, because I realized I'm much better at juggling a softball than I am about catching it.
I played catch today for the first time in like years with some of the other Siggy RAs.
Oh, nice.
It was so much fun.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. I played catch today
also,
as well.
I had a catch. Back to the Notre Dame softball.
Yeah, good point. You're right. My bad. Sorry, I'm rusty.
How screwed are we now that teams have figured out they can just put five players in the infield against Emily Tran? Because that tactic proved very effective.
Have you seen her numbers in the ACC? She's got a 5'10 OPS.
Yeah.
How?
In just ACC play. Yes, it's already happening.
How long is it until a team puts six infielders in?
I don't even know.
Let's be honest. Do you really need the center fielder either?
No.
No.
She gets on base.
No, but you can't get on base if you got nowhere to put her. I think you're I think me and JJ were talking about this last week. We felt like this was a must sweep.
Yeah, sorry.
Narrator, they did not sweep.
Hey, how about, so you have ACC play, how about friend of the show, Shannon Becker?
Dude, you want me to rant? I will rant.
Becker
Shannon
day.
Becker found her stuff.
Becker
you
show
You
want
to talk about someone that we talk about it time and time again. Freshman year, you have great stuff. People find you. You are found. You're this gem. You're a diamond. Then sophomore year, everyone gets all this tape on you.
Oh, no.
And then...
I like her less because of this song. I'm sorry.
And then junior year, it's all about how you respond to sophomore year. Junior year, she has shown...
It's no Mr. Rager.
She has shown that she can play. And she has found her spots. She's hitting her spots. And she's using all four quadrants that she's never used before. I think Shannon Becker is easily the best. Like, I talked to Carly Kloss today, and she told me I could say this on record. Is the best pitcher that they have.
Fate of the Universe on the line. Eclipse over South Bend.
Best pitcher song in baseball.
Shannon
here.
Becker. We're all unbiased journalists, but I think we could all agree that we are all very much rooting for Shannon Becker to succeed.
Oh, yes.
And on that front, we have succeeded this year. If we I don't know about the regionals, we have Becker back, and that is for us in the Notre Dame Student Media Collective a win.
Whose song is this?
That's Ranger Suarez.
Kid Cudi.
Well, yeah, it's Kid Cudi, but it's Ranger Suarez.
Are you playing that?
I'm playing it.
Oh, you're playing it.
Yeah, yes, I wanted to.
Oh, wow.
Do you think we can get Becker to walk up to Brass Bonanza for the big ones? Like, just once.
I don't know. Maybe.
We need to get Gumps to start her on Sunday against Clemson on Giants' birthday and have walk out to Brass Bonanza.
Let me tell you, April 21st is going to be electric. Please hear my schedule.
You're coming out on one day of rest to try and send your team to the World Series, and this beat drop hits.
I'm not feeling anything.
Well, now.
Hey, Mr. Ranger.
Okay, I'll stop.
No, there's no feel. But
That's so good!
I'm telling you. No, we need to get her. We need her to pitch on Sunday the 21st in some capacity, starting or relieving. Two, we need her to come out to Brass Bonanza. And then we need
Shannon
to win the game.
Shannon Becker will walk off home runs that lands at the backer, and then you guys chase the ball.
Well,
back.
No. Me and Tyler have done the math on this. We've looked at the maps. It would need to be a foul ball for it to.
Yeah, you cannot. Oh, you can't.
It can hit the foul pole and change directions.
We have mapped this out, actually.
The foul poles are not big enough at Melissa Cook for
that
to happen.
Let me tell you, the April 21st...
Can we bit Shannon Becker into an at-bat? Our newest narrative to push.
Well, tell him... What's the breaking news?
Framer Valdez scratched from start today due to elbow soreness.
Oh, this isn't breaking.
It's happened again.
This broke like 3 hours ago.
Really?
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. They're calling the guy up. I don't know if this is something new.
I don't know.
The specifications of the injury, but...
I just saw this was tweeted 4 minutes ago.
No, he's going to...
Yeah.
The Royals are gonna miss him. I hope he gets better.
But
the
Royals probably won't miss him that much.
Well, I know, but they will have to go against him.
Yeah. April 21st has all the makings of the it's 6 p.m. game, so no matinee first pitch. We're going straight up Notre Dame softball after dark. No AC Network extra. We are on ACC Network linear. Meaning, I think we'll have an open broadcast booth.
I assume
they're not flying people in for one
game.
They
are not, no.
Meaning we could radio it if we wanted?
I will actually, so that day I have, so the 21st, I'll be pulling an FIM doubleheader, the first of its kind.
Wait, are you a play-by-play for baseball?
I will be play-by-play for baseball.
On color!
Let's go! I will have baseball play-by-play that day, going into Corbett Family Hall to then run the score bug for softball.
Hey, what time is the softball game?
6 p.m.
Right.
Notre Dame softball after dark, folks. And if you thought the chaos wasn't
also,
here.
Also, for the record, you were not the first person to ever pull a FIM doubleheader.
No, this is, I mean, broadcast bug.
I've done a double FIM broadcast. Two
That's
broadcasts on the same day.
That's pretty impressive. Yeah.
Women's lacrosse and Bengal bouts.
Whoa, ooh. That's tough. That's a tough double.
The Bengal bouts one was actually kind of easy, though, because like, they had the president and VP from last year come out and do it with me, and so I just let them cut.
Oh, here's an idea.
And they did.
So, you know how gambling has become pervasive in our society?
Oh.
They need a sports book on Bengal bouts immediately. Oh. If you want to make money, tell people they can bet on college students hitting each other.
Bro, I thought about this too.
And also the fact that basically every Bengal bouts final is, how do I put this delicately?
Rigged.
Rigged. Meaning you could 100% like manipulate. It's like, why is this senior who hasn't won a bout all year minus 200 against this freshman that has knocked out each of his three competitors so far? Well, you'll find out.
Yeah, interesting. Yep. You read, you're quiet over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't have much to say about Bengal bouts.
Yeah, that's true. I don't either.
Can't say the same.
Do we want to move to the MLB?
Do we want to? Let's do it. We have 10 minutes left. I'll let Jake. You want to go first here?
Yeah, I am
the
very.
I'm just going to kind of miss.
I'm very optimistic.
Out.
Just wait until everyone on the Yankees gets hurt, like they do every year.
Stop.
Yeah, how's
is that going to happen?
I mean this genuinely. How's Garrett Cole doing?
Yeah.
Dude, pitching today. Started making moves to pitching today.
There
that's going to be huge. So you talk about a bullpen right now and a starting rotation that's proved to be pretty successful. I thought I'm looking forward to it. The team is playing well right now. I think they're going to be a team to make some noise down the stretch, but I'm still concerned with us finding ourselves.
I'm trying to think if Manny Malhotra played for the Avalanche.
Oh.
Down ball, get down, yes sir.
I really think he did.
Yeah, I'm excited.
The
I got
Tigers are playing, Jimmy.
Tigers lead, and they got the run out.
But I got
1-0.
The Royals though,
second run in 19 innings,
not horrible.
Yeah,
sound the
I
parade.
Mean, it's I'm don't get me wrong. I'm very very happy with where they are. Mm-hmm. They were not above 500 at any point last season. They started what 4-16, and yeah. Now they're 6-4 now.
I just totally realized something. We can play the Phillies win playlist.
No, no,
by
no,
Garrett Stubbs.
No, no,
no,
no,
no,
no,
no.
Mute him, Irons. Mute him.
No. I can't mute him. Yes. No. He has mute power over me.
Yes. No.
Then
don't
someone
you dare.
Physically remove him from his seat.
Everyone, just take their headphones off, and you want to force them.
The banger!
Nope.
Oh no! We can't I can't play Bleeped Town in Dallas.
No,
it's grayed
out.
What are we gonna do? All stand and clap for Andrew next for playing this great playlist.
It's so good. I'll stop.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm so sad. How do you lose to the freaking Blue Jackets?
I think we've done that too.
Yeah, I think
Yeah, but you weren't in a playoff spot, man!
Well, we were supposed to be.
I think the Yankees are going to be good. I just think the Orioles are the best team in that division.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
But I think the Yankees will have no problem going over 500 like they always do and finding a way to make the playoffs.
Here's an interesting question I saw posed in an Athletic article. Does Spencer Strider going down make the Phillies the favorites in the NL East?
I don't know. That Braves lineup is so good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I mean, ours ain't bad, though.
It ain't bad, but
there was
like
there was a point last year where the Braves had every single hitter in their lineup over 750 OPS, and the Tigers had like one.
Yeah, and then they scored 8 runs in 4 postseason games.
That is true,
that was glorious. But I've reached a point that in the regular season, I just
well, yeah, I'm not saying
just,
they're gonna be bad.
I just trust that the Braves will figure it out, like, and it being stupidly good for no reason because they have devil magic.
I guess the last time they lost their best player during the season, it worked out okay for them.
I was gonna say, I mean, like. We've seen this story before, you know, and last year the Braves didn't really face any adversity until they got shelled by the Phillies. Thank you, Phillies.
Anytime.
But they, like, the Braves are just a team you trust, I think, at this point, to no matter the circumstance, they're going to field a quality team over a long sample size. I hate it. I think it's evil. I think it is counter-evidence to a just world. But it's also something we have a solid sample size for at this point.
Fun fact, only so the WFUI computer mute, like, you can't play songs that are explicit. You can only play 14 of the first 44 songs on the Phillies Win playlist.
Uh-huh. Classless organization in my book.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, you want to cry about it like Jeff McNeil?
Yeah, I am.
Tough.
So
love my Rhys Hoskins.
Move on
Stop
teams.
Trying to kill him.
JC, go. What do you got?
I think that Chris Fetter, the Tigers pitching coach, is the greatest of all time.
Oh, God.
I'll take Caleb Cotham over anyone,
and
but I'm sure he's not bad.
Our starting rotation is going to be just fine once we kind of take Kenta Maeda out of it and bring up Matt Manning. I think the bats, for a term that JJ will like, is our lineup is feeble, and we refuse to swing the bat, it feels like. We can't get guys on base, so hopefully that turns around. I feel like the problem with the Tigers is they rely on so many young guys continuing to make steps. So when the vibes are high, they can hit the ball. But then when the vibes are low, I feel like there aren't a lot of guys with experience besides Javi Baez, who is just the worst hitter in the entire league. And I feel like that's going to pose problems, and that is why we lost two games to the A's.
Vibes-oriented offense with Javi Baez as your staple of consistency and veteran presence is not a good combination.
No, not at all. But I think, I mean, hopefully some guys figured out. That is what happened last year. They struggled early, and then they turned it around, and we ended up winning games down the stretch, winning games in division. So it'll be interesting to see. I think my prediction still stands with, like, 83 wins.
Neat.
Yeah.
JJ, how are you feeling?
I mean, I just find it very difficult for me to be, like, truly invested in the Mets. Like, I'm going to watch the games, obviously. Yeah. But in terms of, like, emotional investment to the results, it just feels like it felt like from the start this year was going to be a bit of a punt year, a bridge year, whatever you want to call it. A necessary one, I'd say. I think the Mets learned the hard way that the strategy of trying to go all in every year is not a sustainable one. I mean,
yeah.
Sometimes it works. Sometimes, like last year, it blows up in your face and you need to figure out how to, you know, have a very uncomfortable trade deadline. I think the Mets learned that you have to kind of, to use the open window, close window analogy so often used in college sports, you got to be a window team, I think, in pro sports, especially MLB. I think the Mets learned the hard way that you can't just force the window open. You need to open it, or you need to learn when it's open, learn when it's closed, and act accordingly. It feels like the Mets, you know, I don't want to say they punted on this year, obviously, because I don't think any organization spare teams that are overtly tanking.
I want teams to normalize saying we are punting. Like, I think it would be better for fan bases,
be honest,
and
yeah.
for people to be like, hey,
yeah. Everyone loved Danny Briere and Keith Jones when they came into the Flyers. I'm like, yeah, we're gonna rebuild.
Yes, but I think you can. I think the problem is that is true, and I do agree. I think if you're going to punt, you should punt. I also think it is easier than people think to build a scrappy team that probably won't win much, but you can make like it. You can build a team that loses. You look at the Lions. Under Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
It is very easy to build a roster that is A, not talented enough to win you in a high amount of games immediately, but also B, young enough to continually get better and fight while doing it. And fans, I think, are way more happy. I mean, I don't think it's comparable to compare the happiness to root for a team like that as opposed to a team that says, okay, screw this. We're going to lose 80 games this year or whatever your equivalent is in your given league, and we're going to go try to get the best draft pick. I think it is easier than people or than teams ever admit to make a lineup that is both fun and bad.
I mean, look at the Flyers this year. I mean, they weren't bad necessarily, but like I did say, and maybe this is the worst case scenario, but they did have some young players take some steps forward. They do have a decent foundation to build on.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, even if they do miss the playoffs, which is looking probable at this point, but I mean,
the difference between bad and fun bad is palpable in my opinion.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a really fun season. And if they don't pull off this last gas winning streak that they're going to need to make the playoffs, you never know. It'll stink, obviously. And maybe you'll be regretting it for the future, but
like the most,
it has been a fun season. I am appreciative of that. Like, I remember Morgan Frost scoring that game tying goal with 10 seconds left last Sunday night, and that reminded me of the 2021 Phillies when they had that big start to August, sweeping JJ's Mets. I'm sorry, but it reminded me of that, like, that first taste you get, and it reminds you after a long down period, or I mean, it hasn't been that long of a down period for the Flyers, but it's just been so far down that it makes it feel like it's been longer. It reminds you like of that burst of like why fandom is so cool.
Yeah, the most interesting the Mets were to me last season was in September when the season was long gone and they had DJ Stewart just start doing stuff. A lot of teams at any given time are not going to be teams with direction.
In the show. 1 minute
it's better to be a team
show.
You need to record direction
that
one too. While also being bad.
Yeah, you do need to record
I'll
that.
Yield my time bad. So we can wrap up the show.
No, you're good. I don't have anything to say.
T-Reed?
I hope they win.
How are those Nuggets?
I feel like T-Reed hasn't gotten to speak much, but I think the Royals have looked pretty good.
I was, until the Phillies song came on.
You could have spoke over it.
No, I couldn't have. No, I'm not letting the Royals and the Phillies mix. No.
Royals have a song? I'll play it.
They do. You don't have to, though. I don't think we have enough time.
Well, I meant as our outro song.
Oh, yeah, I mean, the Beatles have a song called Kansas City that they play. Thankfully, they went back to the original as their wing song this year. They used some silly remixed version last year and lost 106 games with it. So, but it's a very, it's
correcting.
Very good song. But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with the start. They're 6-4. The pitching's been phenomenal, and we'll see how long they can keep it up, because the first third of the schedule is really difficult. And if they can stay around 500 through then, I think you might be looking at a playoff team. But they could just as easily drop out as we've seen many, many, many times in the last decade.
I'm excited for it.
It's fun.
I think the Royals.
Of summer are back.
With the boys of summer. But guess what? With a voice from the Cape, Jake Eisenberg.
Yeah.
A Chatham Angler.
That's very true.
So I'm just saying.
One Jake on the Cape praising another.
Yeah.
love to see it.
I think one of us is going to do better things, and it's probably going to be him.
Don't sell yourself short.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Positivity on the podcast, please.
Yeah.
Unless we're talking about
baseball. I need good vibes when it comes to job relations as someone who is about 40 days from the real world.
Yes. Felt. All right. Felt.
Is that our show today?
Respect,
respect your seniors, everyone.
Facts, please. We need it. That's it. Ryan Murphy will be back in person next week. We'll probably be talking hockey next week, although it might really be canceled.
For some of us.
Yeah, for some of
others.
Oh, shut up, Mr. Bruins. Bandwagon.
Wait, Irons is a Bruins fan?
Barely.
And better than a Rangers
fan. How
is
that allowed?
What?
That's a great question. Mr.
It's better than what Manny does with the Red Sox and Yankees.
Do you know what Hoche's mix is?
Do I want to know?
Phillies, Patriots, Mavericks, Blues.
Oh. Why? How?
He probably picked up hockey in 2019.
This was like when I rooted for the Jazz for a 5-year stretch in protest
of
the Nets leaving.
I know the Mavs because he likes Luka Doncic. I don't know about everyone else though.
Right. Javi Baez just missed an outside slider.
It's
grass is green.
It's 7:01.
Bye,
everybody. Have a good week.